If you are not living like the wise, you're living like a fool. There's really no in between, and you've got to start owning up to those decisions. In today's video, we're going to talk about breaking bad patterns and making better decisions. Okay, let's be honest. There are some decisions that you have made in your life that are the reason why you are where you are today. Whether you are where you want to be in life or where you don't want to be in life, your decisions are the reason why you are here. And so in this video, we're going to talk about taking ownership and responsibility of the decisions that we make for our lives. We're going to talk about how to break old patterns, right? Because if you want to go somewhere new, you have to do something different. And then I'm going to give you a few steps on how to actually break those bad patterns and make better decisions. Now, before we get into all the details and the explanations, let me just tell you a personal example, because I know what it feels like to make one wrong decision and it leads you down a cycle of making more wrong decisions. So last weekend, I celebrated my sister's 16th birthday, and so we did like a hotel party and a bunch of different activities. And so you guys know that I have been on my health journey, and I have been really taking my eating seriously and my working out. And so I told myself that when I get there, I'm just gonna do my workouts in the mornings so that way I can just get them out the way and not fall off. I also told myself I was going to relax a little bit on the eating because, you know, it was a little vacation vibe. I was getting away. And so I did most of the prep that I could before I left. I cleaned the house and did all those things. I made my grocery list, and I should have went grocery shopping before I went away. But I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to do that when I get back. Okay. Remember that. I put it off and said, I'm going to do that when I get back. So we get to the hotel. I'm super excited. I'm eating any and everything under the sun, y'all. We first started off with some Mexican food, and then I went and got me a steak dinner, and then I had some wings, right? So you can see already, I'm not necessarily making the best eating decisions, but I kept telling myself it's vacation. I deserve a little break, and technically I did. However, slowly but surely, the decisions that I was making and my eating choices started to affect other areas. Because I was eating so heavy, I was really tired, which means that I didn't get up and do my workout. And because I didn't get up and do my workout, I was feeling, you know, just kind of sluggish throughout the day, which really affected the way I could show up even on that, you know, little vacation trip. Everything was fine. I was like, when I get back, I'll just reset and hit the ground running. I get back on Sunday. I'm feeling tired because of all the junk food I've eaten. Now I've broken my workout streak. And so what happens? I say, you know what, instead of going grocery shopping today, I'm just going to do that tomorrow, and I'm just going to take today to recover. Okay? Tomorrow comes, I'm feeling tired, I don't go grocery shopping, so what do? I grab takeout. One day of takeout led to an entire week of eating takeout because, you know what, I decided that I needed a break. Okay? So now I am not working out. I am eating like crap. I am feeling tired. So what happens? Now I'm not being productive. I'm sleeping the days away. I am getting more snappy and irritated because everything is off. Okay. So one decision to just kind of slack off and not keep the same disciplines that I had in place led to a spiral of wrong decisions. Okay. And that impacted me just from one little decision. And so while that may be a mild and lighthearted kind of story, a lot of that is true in our lives. We make one decision and it can either lead us down a good path or it can lead us down a wrong path. The power of a decision doesn't just impact that one moment, it impacts your future. And so it's really important that we learn how to make wiser decisions and stop thinking so short term, right? When we think of short term, just, you know, you only have one life, live it day by day, do what's best for you, then we are more likely to compromise in the things that will really affect us in our future. And I think that that's where most of us go wrong. We start to compromise for comfort. I feel like I need to do this. I feel like I want to do this. I know it's not the best thing for me long term, but right now it will make me happy. But how many of those right now moments are you going to keep compromising on before you realize that you are destroying your future? So maybe for you, it's not the decision to work out or to eat healthy. Maybe for you, it's the decision to keep procrastinating. The famous, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll get to it when I can get to it. I can do that later. That is a conscious decision that you are making to put off something that you have the time to do today. And what's going to happen? You're going to look up 2, 3, 4, 5 years later and realize that you still have not done that thing. And not only are you going to realize that you haven't done that thing, but you're going to get jealous and envious of people who did do the thing when they were supposed to do it. And now you feel like you missed your chance, or they stole your idea, or they did it before you, when really you made a conscious decision that is conducive of where you are right now. The truth is, y'all, we are masters at self-deception. We love to reason with ourselves and convince ourselves that we don't need to do the things that we actually need to do. Or even worse, we love to convince ourselves that we don't know enough or know better just so that we can live subpar lives. We have got to stop lying to ourselves, okay? The heart is deceitfully wicked. All it wants to do is lie. All it wants to do is compromise. And you are going to be in the same place for the rest of your life if you don't start making different decisions. Again, where you are right now is a product of the decisions that you have been making over a lifetime. In Ephesians 5, verse 15 through 17, it says, "So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do." If you are not living like the wise, you're living like a fool. There's really no in between, and you've got to start owning up to those decisions. And it's the micro decisions. Sometimes we always think it's the big decisions that we make, but before you even get to a big decision, there are little decisions that you make every day that will determine how your day goes, how your week goes, how your month goes, and even how your year goes. When you choose to hit snooze every single day, what are you doing? You are delaying your day. We don't even realize like the impact that these little decisions that we make have on us. You hit snooze one time, maybe you're waking up 10 minutes later. You hit snooze two times, which most of us, the average that we hit snooze is about 2 to 3 times. That's already about 30 minutes of your day gone. Now what happens? You're rushing and you don't have time to spend with God. You're rushing out the door, which means you're irritated and angry in traffic, which means that you're not operating in love because you're too busy cussing out the person that just cut you off. Then you get to work and you're moody and you're upset and you're affecting the atmosphere in a negative way. And your job, now you're snapping at your coworkers, you're irritated. You come home irritated and annoyed. You make bad eating decisions because you're trying to fill that void of comfort. And now you're too burnt out and exhausted from all the mental energy that you use that you don't have any time to work on the things that you say you want to work on. So what happens? You're stuck in the same cycle year after year. In a simple decision, it doesn't have to be so dramatic, but I want you to understand the importance of the little decisions that you make every single day. How you manage your money, how you manage your time, how you manage your relationships and show up for others. The decisions that you make to pursue things that are a little bit outside of your comfort zone so that you can get what God has for you. My bishop right now is doing a series on the power of the seed, and he says, stop sowing things that you don't want to reap. Stop sowing seeds of delay, which is what you're doing when you're procrastinating if you don't want to reap delay. You're wondering why certain things haven't happened in your life. It's because you keep sowing delay. You keep sowing procrastination. So you are reaping delay. You keep sowing negativity and attitudes. And so you're reaping that from other people. You keep sowing gossip and then wondering why other people are talking about you. You keep sowing poor financial seeds and then wondering why you're living paycheck to paycheck. These are the seeds that you are planting every day. But at any moment, you can decide to make a different decision. Back to the story of when I had came off that week of just eating like trash, there was a moment where the sun was out, you know, it was feeling all good. I know y'all want to spend more money when it feels good outside and you look cute. There was a moment where I said, you know what, I'm just going to have, you know, Qdoba. I'm already out. Even though I had just meal prepped, just grocery shopped, I was feeling good and I decided, you know what, I'm going to eat out. And then I said no, because I saw what happened the last time I did that. So you know what I did? I made a different decision, a simple one. And I decided to go eat the food that I had at home. And what did that lead to? Because I ate the food that I had at home, number one, I saved money. Number two, I had a lot more energy to do what I needed to do throughout the day. So instead of coming home and going to sleep after my workout, I actually cleaned my house. I got more done. And then I was able to show up on Monday, wake up early, spend my time with God. Like, those were the decisions that followed from the good decision that I made. So you have to recognize those patterns so that you can make a different decision. Every decision that you make matters. So now let's talk about how to make better decisions and break unhealthy patterns. The number one thing that you need to do is heal. A lot of the reasons why you make the decisions that you do is because there's a void in your heart that you are trying to fill. You have to get to the root of the issue and heal from that, because if you don't, you're only treating the symptom. Wrong decisions dwell from desires in our heart that need to be adjusted. The heart is deceitfully wicked and it does not want good things. And so you have to heal and surrender the areas of your heart that do not line up with God. And I don't want you guys to use the excuse of, I can't afford a therapist, so I don't know how I'm going to heal. First of all, one of the names of God is Jehovah Rapha, which means healer. And another function of the Holy Spirit is a counselor and a comforter. So counselors aid you through healing, and comforters bring, again, that support and that counsel that you need in those areas. A lot of the healing that I have done in my life has been through the Holy Spirit. I've never actually been able to work with a therapist. Now, I'm not discrediting at all the power of therapists. God made therapists. However, you cannot use that excuse to not go through your healing process, right? The Holy Spirit is here to partner with you and fill those areas that you need to move forward. The Holy Spirit will take you back, whether in your dreams or through prayer, to show you those moments where those seeds and those voids were planted. He will show you what's on your bloodline, right, that you may have inherited. Because some of the reasons why you make the decisions that you do is because you inherited patterns from your family. Whether you saw certain things growing up, or whether, you know, they experienced things in their lifetime and it was passed down through generational, you know, iniquity or sin, whatever. There are sometimes things that you are experiencing, battling with, that are not your fault. And so you need the help of the Holy Spirit to overcome those areas. And until you address them, you will not be able to move forward. This is the reason why you find yourself doing things that you don't want to do. There is something that has a stronghold on your heart that needs to be broken, and it has to be broken through prayer and fasting. We have got to stop being lazy when it comes to our spiritual lives. We can't just pray for 5 minutes in the morning and expect generational curses to be broken off of our lives. You have to fast and pray until that thing breaks. Okay, when you don't see the results that you want to see the first time, keep going fast until it breaks. You have to, again, get out of that lukewarm area where you think that you can just read a devotional in the morning and be changed. No, it's great to start off that way, but there are things that God wants you to experience in your life that require a healed version of you. God does not want you walking around your life broken. He wants you healed, restored, and made whole. And he can do that when you partner with him and you allow yourself to get vulnerable with him. And that takes time. So healing is a continuous process. It's not something that happens overnight. It's something that you'll experience throughout your entire lifetime. But you have to acknowledge the fact that you need healing in certain areas so that God can do the work through you. Now, part of that healing process leads me to step number 2 on how to make better decisions and break unhealthy patterns. And it's to stop lying to yourself. Again, we are masters at self-deception. We are always trying to convince ourselves that nothing is wrong, that we're doing fine, that this decision is good for us when it's really not. We have to stop lying to ourselves and take responsibility. You are where you are because of the decisions that you have made. And so you can change the direction of your life by changing your decisions. And it requires you to stop lying to yourself. If you know you like to play with fire, you need to be honest and set up boundaries so that you're not falling into certain areas of sin. If you know that you struggle with procrastination, stop lying to yourself and telling yourself that it's going to be okay. I can do it tomorrow. Stop lying. It's not. That thing is going to still be sitting before you. You're still going to be irritated and frustrated years down the line because you didn't do what you said you were going to do. Stop lying to yourself and stop entertaining other people who will lie to you. Because sometimes when we do something that we don't want to do, we go consult fools, right? We go consult fools when we don't really want to make a wise decision because we know that they will entertain our choices. So the people that you have around you are agreeing with your decisions to do foolish things. They are also fools, and you should probably find a new circle and own up to the fact that you made a wrong decision with friends. Okay, there's even a quote that says that you are the combination of the 5 people around you. So if you are not where you want to be, you might want to check around your circle and check who's influencing you on the daily, because you chose for them to be in your life. And so you have to own up and take responsibility. Number 3, you need to reduce the opportunity to entertain excuses. There are a million excuses that we give ourselves every single day on why we shouldn't do something that we need to do at the time that we need to do it. When you feel an excuse coming up, the first thing that you need to do is be silent. There are mornings where I just do not feel like getting up. I do not feel like praying. I do not feel like working out. I don't feel like doing anything. And there used to be times where I would just get up, start complaining and murmuring, start laying in bed, reasoning with myself of why I could just sleep a little longer or why I could just push that to another day. And what happens is I actually started to convince myself that that's what I needed to do. And so I would not do what I needed to do because I spent all this time entertaining my excuses and reasoning my way out of making a better decision for the day. So what I started doing was I started being silent. If I got up and I didn't feel like doing something, I was just silent. I didn't say anything. And because I didn't say anything, I wasn't entertaining anything. And actually, I was able to get up and naturally just start doing those things and not worrying about my emotions. If you keep relying so heavily on your feelings through every decision, it's going to keep you stuck in the same place. You have to begin to train yourself to not entertain those little lies that tell you, oh, you can do that tomorrow. Oh, that's not going to be good for you. Oh, it don't really take all that. You don't have to do all that, right? You can still do what you were doing before and, you know, grow. No, you cannot. Let's be real. These excuses are from the enemy. They are sometimes a result of the former you, right, who does not want you to succeed. But the new you wants to live the abundant life that God called for you. In order to do that, you have to kill the excuses. So practice being silent instead of talking back and entertaining these things that are trying to get you to waste time and waste your life. Now, the last thing that you need to do to make better decisions is start practicing discipline in the small things. It is being disciplined in the small things over time that will help you to make better decisions in the larger things. How you do one thing is how you do everything. So if you're typically a person who constantly hits snooze and, you know, delays in waking up, you're probably the same person who delays in doing certain tasks, who shows up late to events, right? There's delay following your life. If you're the type of person who's always looking for shortcuts in one area, you're going to look for shortcuts in larger areas. How you do one thing is how you do everything. So start treating the little things like you would treat the big things, and then you'll learn to make those decisions easier over time, right? It's the little things that matter. Follow and surround yourself with people who are disciplined in the little things, and you will find yourself just changing over time and desiring better for yourself. And with that even being said, I feel like the last thing that you really want to do, and this wasn't even on my notes, is to be careful with what you consume. When you are constantly following people and entertaining and hanging out with people who make wrong decisions, it's going to affect you. There's even a scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33 that says bad people corrupt good morals. So it's not just people in your own life. It's the people that you follow. If they're always making reckless decisions, if they're always, you know, just doing things sporadically and unplanned and just making irresponsible decisions for their lives, the music that you listen to, the people that you follow, if they're always doing those things, eventually that media that you're consuming influences the decisions that you make. If you're always watching people that are spending more than they have and living this luxurious life, even though they don't have the budget to do so, then you are going to follow that because that is the media that you are consuming. So when you want to make better decisions, surround yourself with the media and the resources that are fueling where you want to go. That's why people who study the Bible and study self-help and study, you know, financial literacy and those things, they often go down the right path because it's the things that they consume themselves with. It transforms their thought life and it can transform yours too. But you have to take responsibility for your own life. God gives us free will. And sometimes we just say, oh, you know, I'll do that whenever God tells me to, or I'll do that, you know, whenever, you know, he gives me the next step. But a lot of times God gives you that freedom to make that choice. You have to freely decide to follow him. You have to put in the work. It's not enough to just pray about it. Faith without works is dead. And that works is sometimes the decisions that you make. So with that being said, let's go ahead and recap how to make better decisions and break unhealthy patterns. Number one, heal, okay? Partner with the Holy Spirit as your counselor, as your source of comfort, and go through the healing process. Sometimes that looks like praying and fasting until things break. Number two, stop lying to yourself, okay? You need to be honest and take responsibility for where you are right now. Number three, reduce the opportunity to entertain excuses. So when you feel yourself about to reason yourself out of something that you know you need to do, just be silent. Be silent and get up and do the thing without any response. And over time, you will develop the habit of not entertaining those excuses, and you won't be so reliant on your emotions in every decision that you make. Number four, build up your discipline in the small things. How you do one thing is how you do everything. And number five, which was the bonus, be careful with the media that you consume. Surround yourself with media and people and accountability partners who are going in the same direction as you, and they will impact your decision making. So again, I hope this has been helpful. You can decide to make a different decision today that will affect your future, so you do not have to wait. All of these steps are easy things that you can apply. Do not overcomplicate this process, okay? Change your life by making a new decision today. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you on the next video.